vamos a morir de pão.
And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash.
Hey, Rog.
And today's theme is revelry, defined as lively and noisy festivities, especially where there involves a lot of drinking of alcohol. Whew. We're going to have all of that today, but without the alcohol.
Oh.
And we have the revelers here. Who better to revel with than the revelers? We have them live in the studio.
We are professionals.
And we're live on the air, and we're going to have them on for the entire hour. Can you stand it? So some of you guys look familiar to me. Chaz, didn't you used to do this radio show with me?
I think so. I did. And I slept on your couch for a couple months as well.
Oh, we don't have to tell the listening audience about that, but you did used to co-host this show.
I did used to co-host this show.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't been the same without you. I just want to let you know. So, the Revelers have just released a brand new CD, and coincidentally, it's titled The Revelers.
Yeah, we figured we would take the perfect opportunity to name it after today's show, actually. Who would have guessed?
We're getting ready for this
I'm extremely honored. Now. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And they're playing tonight over at the Blue Moon, an official CD release party. So if you haven't got your new Revelers CD, you need to go down there and check them out. It's going to be a great show. They're playing with the Viatones, I believe.
That's right. We're playing tonight with the Viatones at the Blue Moon Saloon.
A young, sexy rock band.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very
directly
good.
After the Downtown Alive thing down there at the. In the park, and I'd like to ask everybody, please, to have a good time tonight.
Cool.
Eric actually put that band together. It's kind of like the New Kids on the Block of Lafayette. He's a talent scout.
Wow.
Yeah, they all have their individual personalities.
You got the boy next door. And
right, the dangerous one.
The dangerous one.
Which one is Chris Stafford?
Oh, I think we all know that.
Yeah, we all know. He's the jock.
All right, I'm going to try and get a word in edgewise here. I think I want to introduce you all for the listening audience. And I want first to say that they're all extremely handsome young men. And to my left over here, we have Blake Miller on multiple instruments.
How you
he
doing,
plays.
Roger?
I'm doing well. How you doing, buddy? You're looking good.
Thank you.
He plays multiple instruments, accordion, fiddle, guitar, bass, and xylophone.
I'm surrounded over here.
And sitting next to him is his partner, Daniel Kulik.
Hey, Raji.
Also a multi-instrumentalist who plays fiddle, guitar, various other sundry instruments.
He dabbles on the mandolin a little bit, too.
A little bit.
And back there on drums, we have the ubiquitous Glenn Fields.
Hey, Roger.
How you doing,
Thanks
buddy?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. This is great.
I'm doing good.
And next to him, we have Eric Fry.
What's my adjective?
Your adjective is lively.
Oh, thank you, Roger. Glad to be here.
And I also want to mention that Glenn and Eric are the rhythm section on so many great records out there that it's hard to even imagine.
We're Lafayette's own funk brothers.
That's right.
Yes, like exactly. I was just about to say that. And then, of course, my old cohort and co-host of this here radio show, we have Chaz Justice on guitar. And I want to also mention that everybody in the band sings. So just like a regular Freetown radio show, we're going to move right along. We're going to hear some more music before we ask any pertinent questions of the band. What do you guys think you want to play next?
You want to do Kidnapper next?
Yeah.
Speaking of... Since we're all lead singers, I think we're going to have three of us lead sing this song.
Cool. And here we go with the Revelers.
One, two.
A cover of Jewel and the Rubies. Why don't you tell us something about that song, Eric?
It is. We got that from Jewel and the Rubies. They recorded it. I don't know what year. You might know what year. But we got it off that old compilation, the Lafayette Soul Show, that's got so many gems on it. So many jewels on it. Haha. And so we got that one from Jewel and the Rubies. I got a bunch of songs on there by them. And I first heard that song on the AM radio, so it sounded extra good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, everything sounds better in mono to me. I wanted to also ask you, I failed to mention what your opening track was that you played.
Oh, that was a composition by Mr. Blake Miller over there.
Yeah, we call that one Des Fois.
Des Fois.
Sometimes, anyway.
Blake is a champion of writing new French music that doesn't sound like old French music.
Yeah, there was one other contender, but we had an arm wrestling contest last night, so I won. So I am the champion, yes.
All right, well, it's official then.
He reveled last night.
That's right. I think the refs had some shaky calls on that one, though.
Hey, they said it was okay, so the league looked at it. They said the ruling stands.
All
still
right.
The champion.
Yeah, but the ref was doing that lingerie football before he came and judged y'all's thing, right?
Come on, get us back on track, Raj.
Yeah, let's not get into this right now. I knew this would be a free-for-all today.
It's Freetown Radio,
which
baby.
Is exactly why I came in without any notes or anything. But I did remember the name of the band.
That's good.
It is The Revelers. If you're just tuning in, we have The Revelers live on Freetown Radio for the entire hour. And what did I want to ask you before we play some more music? Didn't you guys just do a commercial for some car company recently?
Well, we did. We actually we put a thing out on Facebook and got a bunch of people to come out for a free show at the Blue Moon Saloon the other night to come out and dance for us for this, I don't even know what it is, some sort of thing for Toyota for the web. So y'all keep an eye out. Sometime soon, the Revelers will be featured with some kind of webisode for Toyota and the Camry, the hybrid Camry.
I thought it was pretty cool when I first found out about it. I thought we were going to be riding around in like a jacked up Toyota truck, you know, with big tires and everything, and like cutting through the, you know, cane fields and shooting mud everywhere. And then it turned out
the idea is that we all get picked up in a Camry and go to a gig.
Yeah, because we always drive around in Camry.
And then ride on airboats.
In Daniel's mama's car. Yeah. But it was fun.
And of course, Toyota gave you each a brand new car, isn't that right?
Yeah, we got paid in bags of Toyotas, yes.
Yeah. We've already sold them, but we did get new cars.
They gave you $50 for the gig, but you got a new car out of it. Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that you're moving right along. And also, I was watching television the other night. You know that medium other than radio?
Right, the one where you can see us.
Exactly. And
the internet.
Yeah, and I was watching... what's that show? Treme on HBO.
Never heard of it.
And one of the opening scenes, I see that all of you guys were on stage playing music behind this girl.
Yeah, the lovely... what's Lucia's last name? Anybody?
Micarelli.
I can never pronounce that right. Yeah. We're lucky enough to be asked to be on the HBO's Treme. Yeah. And I guess we sort of have a reoccurring... role in it where we play Lucia, who plays the character of Annie T. We're her backup band.
She's a musician, not a stripper, though.
Right. I'm glad you pointed that out. Anyway, she plays fiddle. Great fiddle player. She, I guess I should call her a violinist. Did she go to Berkeley?
Juilliard.
Yeah, she was classically trained.
Yeah, she's fancy. There's some videos of her out there playing with Jethro Tull and quite a few other people, but she definitely outclassed us, but... We had fun playing with her, and I think we're in nine out of the ten episodes. Yeah, some of us even have some acting in there somewhere. Yeah, so there's plenty to make fun of on the old Facebook there.
Yeah, if you get to see Gwen Fields' debut acting.
Yeah.
Well, you all sounded good.
Oh, thanks, Raj.
And, that one gig at the DBA we did, the one that was on this past Sunday, was the first time that Lucia had ever plugged in her violin before.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she went out and got a pickup and put it on there and plugged it up. Never. Yeah. So we were kind of like, we were messing with her wires and all that, it was fun.
So you're actually not just only on the show, you're actually transforming one of the characters.
What you saw filmed was us actually being ourselves. Right. Yeah.
We're part of the creative process.
Yeah. She might have been acting, but she knows what she's doing, I guess.
And it's really great, too. We were really spoiled by that they hire all these extras, so we literally like to pay people to come and listen to us as opposed to them paying.
So come get your $5 tonight, folks.
I already got mine, so what are we going to play next?
Chaz, you want to sing one of your songs?
Oh, sure.
Well, I do want to mention before Chaz sings his song that I'm sitting amongst five guys who all write songs. Isn't that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And five guys who all sing.
Not only are we're all lead singers, but we're all lead writers, too. So it makes for quite a volatile environment.
Lots of arguments.
I'm seriously impressed here. So what are we going to hear?
Oh, it's a little tune called If You Ain't Got Love.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Send this out to Toby.
Oh, isn't that sweet? And here we go with the Revelers.
JoJo Bean.
1, 2, 3. If you feel prince, you can be a king. You know that you can do anything, but you can't.
Oh, yeah. Because you can't hear the birdies sing if you ain't got love.
Aw.
All you regular listeners to Freetown Radio have heard that song before. I played that track on the Love and Marriage show a few weeks back.
Hey, that was a good show, Raj.
Well, thank you so much. And what else are we going to talk about today?
Let's talk about you, Roger.
No, I don't want to talk about
me. Don't you have a band that's playing this weekend?
I do. Well, I don't want to plug myself, but
well, you have to.
Well, we'll get around to that though. I have a way of getting to that though.
Is that by paying me to bring it up?
No, not at all. You have a couple of guests that play on the new Revelers CD, and I believe one of them is David Egan. Is that not correct?
You would be correct. Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
And what did David do on the record?
Well, he played some piano and some Wurlitzer on there. It worked out great. His rehearsal studio is in the same building as the studio we recorded at with Chris Stafford over at Staffland Recording Studios. And Dave Egan's office is at the other side of the building. I think we walked over there one day to ask him if we could borrow something. Just kind of went and pilfered his little studio in there. And then after a while, he came over with some other gear. He's like, hey, I'm not using this. Y'all just keep it in the studio. And then the next day, we're like, well, if he's going to give us his gear, maybe he'll, let us, get him to play on some stuff. So we got him to play on a couple of tracks.
Cool.
So that was cool.
Well, if you guys, listeners out there don't know David Egan, he is a chief songwriter and singer, piano player for Little Band of Gold. He also has a great band called 20 Years of Trouble. And David's going to be playing tomorrow night at Artmosphere with a band called the Cathead Biscuit Boys.
Who are the Cathead Biscuit Boys, Roger?
It's a local band that I'm in.
Great band.
You're a co-leader,
great
aren't
band.
You?
I am the leader of the band, that's correct.
Along with Satch?
It's just me and Satch.
Nice.
Isn't Satch the Satch mayor of Freetown?
Satch eats biscuits, I sing and play. Satch eats some more biscuits. Then we give him some water. Then I play some more. But if you're wondering, about the Cathead Biscuit Boys, you can always come tomorrow night and check us out and see what it's all about.
Who else is in the Cathead Biscuit Boys?
In the Cathead Biscuit Boys, we have Bruce McDonald, great guitar player, legendary Louisiana guitar player who also plays with the David Egan Band. So it's kind of a double duty for Bruce tomorrow night. And we have Ben Shank on fiddle.
A good fiddler.
Yeah, and we have Gary Big G Newman on the stand-up bass. So it's fun. We play a lot of different kinds of stuff, and it's always fun.
How is Gary? I haven't seen him in a while.
Gary's fine. He asked me about you yesterday.
Yeah, aww. He's a good guy. I miss him.
That's really sweet.
He's a sweet guy. He's moving this week. We want to wish him a lot of luck moving into his new house.
Yeah, Gary. Good luck.
He came hobbling into rehearsal last night.
Uh-oh.
Hobbling?
Well, he hurt his back lifting some stuff, so. But we hope he feels better today.
Mm-hmm. Is he going to sing South of the Border tomorrow?
Actually, he's not.
Okay.
But he will sing All of Me. Usually dedicates that to you. So enough about the Cathead Biscuit Boys. Let's get back to the Revelers. If you just tuned in.
Oh, go ahead, Roger.
You wanted to interrupt me? Go right ahead.
Well, I just wanted to mention before we got too far away that the other guest that we have appearing on the CD.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great interlude to the Cathead Biscuit Boys, by the way. I'm impressed. I saw how you did that.
I saw how you did that.
I saw it coming, though.
I didn't want you to segue me. I wanted to segue me.
So anyway, we have well, we have Blake's double first cousin playing some rub board on the first track.
Jay
Miller.
Yeah. Jay Miller.
We miss you, Jay. Come home.
He's
on his way home today.
And the other guest we have on the record is the Chris Miller from New York City.
Yeah, that's right.
Doubling up on some saxes on a couple of songs on there. So the saxophone player we have on the record is our friend from New York City.
By way of Tallahassee, Florida. Yeah. Or is it Jackson?
Jacksonville,
Florida.
Right.
Yeah. The only guy in Brooklyn who can wear cutoff shorts, and it's not ironic.
Cut off jean shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he said he would be here this weekend if somebody had told him about it. So I guess that's our bad.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. He is actually the star of the album.
Yeah, he is.
Thanks, Roger.
No problem. What was your name again? I'm sorry. I thought you were Chris Miller, but you're not Chris Miller. He is.
And if you want to check out any more Chris Miller, he plays in a band called Andrew and Noah. And they're from upstate New York. And if you want to check out some of Chris's stuff, I believe they're on the web. And Chris, he does a lot of great work with jazz studies and stuff in New York City. So.
Or you can go to thechrismiller.com.
I'm sure you can.
Probably.
Let's play a song.
All right. What are we going to do next, guys?
I believe we're going to do a tune called the Wang Wang Blues.
Wang Wang Blues. Where's this tune come from, Kulik?
Blake Miller's going to field that.
Well, the earliest recording I found of it is a guy, Tim Brime and his Black Devil Orchestra.
Oh, pulling it out. Yeah.
And then there's a couple tapes out there with Dennis McGee playing it, and then we kind of learned it through Mitch Reed, who was in possession of one or two of those tapes. And then we kind of messed it up, forgot it, and then we tried to play it again years later, and this is how it came out.
Nice. So let's hear it. We're going to have the Revelers play Wang Wang Blues, and here we go. Thank you. And you're listening to Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. We're on KRVS at 88.7 on your FM dial. And Freetown Radio is brought to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And this week's show, the theme is revelry, and we're reveling with the revelers live for the whole hour in the studio.
That's right.
Which is extremely nice, by the way.
It is. It's plush, but not overly ostentatious.
Well said.
Thank you.
It's almost and, like you've said that before.
Have I said? Oh, that's right. I have a radio show here, by the way, that I sometimes mention things like that. I wanted to talk a little bit about where the record was recorded.
At Staffland Studios in Freetown.
In Freetown, that's correct.
Right by the railroad track, which sometimes isn't so good for recording records, but...
Stafford's getting really good at recording records.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's been recording since he was a little kid, so...
Yeah. Well, folks, if you haven't heard the Revelers CD, y'all need to pick up a copy of it because it sounds so good. And it's mostly because Chris Stafford.
He's a wizard.
He's a genius.
He is. All right.
Call him Little Cajun Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. Aren't you? Are you guys playing Festival of Cotillon by any chance this year?
Yeah. We're playing Artmosphere. The Friday of Festival Cajun with Jesse Leger and Joel Savoie and the crew with the Revelers. And, yeah.
Oh, that should be great. What's the date of that, do you know?
What's the date of Festival Cajun?
It's the second Friday in October. Not
thank
sure what
you,
the exactly the date is, but it's the Friday of Festival.
Friday night of Festival.
Yeah.
Cool. As we're coming into festival season, Black Pod Festival is also coming up.
That's another festival.
Yes, it is. The last weekend in October, the 26th and 27th this year. So we'd like to encourage all to come out to Acadian Village and have a good time with us.
Yeah.
Lots going on.
We also started a camp the preceding week of Black Pod Festival, which is out there at Lakeview and Eunice, and there'll be workshops on cooking and music and cultural things and whatnot.
And that starts on the Sunday before and goes through the Wednesday.
That's right.
Before.
At Lakeview.
Before Black Pot Weekend. So right. We call it Black Pot Camp.
Right? So you can come down and hang out with some of the best Cajun musicians and musicians from around the country that specialize in folk music, blues, jazz, country music, Cajun music, Zydeco, Creole, and get a lot of one-on-one time with these people and learn how they do what they do.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So just to get some actual dates here, we have the 21st as the kickoff party for the camp of October. And the camp is the 22nd through the 24th. And then we have the kickoff party for the festival.
At the Blue Moon Thursday
night.
We
do a lot of kicking off here.
A lot of parties, kickoff parties.
And then the festival is actually the 26th and 27th. And then we have a post party back out at Lakeview on the 28th.
Yeah.
So it's basically a whole solid week of Black Pot.
That's cool. Right. That's right.
Wonderful. Oh, you know what? It just occurred to me that I failed to mention that tomorrow night at Artmosphere, Jim Farris, great finger picker guitar player, is opening up the show tomorrow night for David Egan and the Cathead Biscuit Boys.
I like the stuff he does.
Yeah, he's good. And a nice guy as well.
Indeed.
So we're going to move right along and play some more music. What do you think we're going to play next? Or actually, I'm not playing anything. What are you going to play next?
I think we're going to play a song that Daniel Kulick wrote called These Eyes. He co-wrote this with Kelly Jones.
Didn't he write that for Hall & Oates?
Every song we write is for Hall & Oates.
I'm so happy to actually say live on the air that I did not even know there even was a Hall & Oates with a song like that.
I don't think it's a Hall & Oates song.
Yeah,
are you
thinking
of These Eyes Are Crying?
No,
these eyes are
da 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 da.
That's not Hall & Oates. Who is that? Is that like
it's a Bachman, one of the Bachman things.
Oh, is it?
I saw a Bachman thing.
Guess
too.
Who? Very good.
Way to go, Chazzy.
But yeah, the great, our good friend, dear friend, Kelly Jones from.
Great songwriter.
The beautiful Kelly Jones.
From such a. Such acts as T-Monde and the Jones and the Giants, and don't really can't remember.
Les Bossettes.
Actually, I believe she's called Kelly Jones Savoie now.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She married some guy from Eunice, I heard.
Yeah. I understand he has his own parish.
He does.
Well, big shout out to Joel.
He does have his own parish. Joel,
y'all gonna hurt his feelings now. Come on.
Oh, he's got a parish.
He's sensitive. He's sensitive.
All right. Vicitaic Parish.
Anyway,
I think I saw
Matt Rock in the Power Box do these eyes one time.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll send this one out to Joel and Kelly. And yeah. Daniel wrote it. It's called These Eyes.
And with Kelly.
Here we go.
One, two. One, two, three.
Shower you in pearl, but you want a diamond ring. Let you drink the finest wine, you only wanted champagne. Had you open your eyes, you would find these eyes. I don't cry, but you see that I have eyes. These eyes have cried for you. Now you can look in all directions, try and find another who you think would cry for you.
Is it live or is it Memorex?
Well, that was definitely live.
That was great. That song featured the very sexy Glenn Fields on vocals.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself, Roger.
A nice job. We'll talk about that later, Glenn. And Daniel right. Kulik, you wrote that song.
I did.
With Kelly Jones.
That's right. Well, they're listening. I don't want to, you know. It's one thing if you're out of state and you say you wrote something, but they're not going to hear it. But like, you in state, they in town. You gotta give props where props are due.
We give them props out of state as well.
Yeah, she's waiting on that check.
Well, you know, on...
They'd be streaming it anyway.
On Freetown Radio, we like to get our facts straight.
That's right.
That's right.
That's one thing I like about this show, Roger, is you do keep the facts straight. And I like that you... You tell everybody about the songs that you play and the themes and you know what dates they were recorded and all that. That's one of my favorite things about this show.
Well, thank you, Eric.
It's like going to school, but easier.
Yeah. Well, I love doing the show. I really enjoy it.
Roger, the headmaster.
Is this the first live Freetown Radio?
This is actually, yes, the first live Freetown Radio.
Ooh. How about the studio, huh?
Yeah.
I might do it live all the time and have just... Anybody who wants to come in off the street, just walk into the studio.
Well, I hope we didn't ruin it for you.
I got some guys down at the bus station who would take you up on that.
I have to say, the studio is very, very nice, and we'd like to thank everybody. I'd like to thank Aaron over there for, turning the knobs behind the thing. And,
yay!
And also...
Aaron, yeah.
If you haven't seen the new KRVS studios, then you should bring your pledge forms down and drop it off at the desk and take a little tour.
That's right. The pledge drive is actually starting
pretty soon, right?
Yeah, it starts in a couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah.
And we all like to give to public radio. Why? Because public radio gives back to us.
That's right. That's right.
They gave me a mug last year.
Well, that's part of giving back.
That's what I'm saying. I use it every day. It's an awesome coffee mug.
They gave you that mug even though you did not donate, or did you donate?
Well, but you got to give to receive, my brother.
All right. I just wanted to clarify that just to make sure. And I wanted to ask, could we get... no, we can't get serious, so forget that.
Next question, please.
Yeah, I told you not to bring that up, Roger.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, I'm leaving the studio right now. Oh, no. I did want to ask a question to Blake and Daniel sitting to my left over here.
Is it true?
Is it true?
No, I want to dispel all rumors right now.
What's your Facebook status?
No, seriously, when did you and Daniel start playing music together, and how did that all come about? Either one of you can answer that.
There was forget what year it was, but me and Eric and Chaz, we were all living together on university over there. And they said, hey, our buddy from Asheville is coming down. He's going to crash on the couch and stuff.
And you were like, oh, no.
And I was like, he can, like, sleep next to the people from Seattle, I guess. Whatever. He'll be all right. And then he came and he had a mandolin. And I was like, all right, I got to go to class, make sure he's not here when I come back. I came back and he was playing fiddle. And I was like, what you know about fiddle, Buck? And he said, man, I've been hanging out with Kevin Wimmer trying to play some McGee tunes and stuff. I was like, well, what you know? And then that's how it started.
Wow.
Right.
A match made in heaven.
Was that the year that y'all cooked crack ones? That was the next year.
That was a few years later.
Yeah. A few years later.
That was the first time. That was the second year of Black Pod. I had come down to Black Pod for
that was when
a
they
couple
took,
weeks.
They're champions of
That was back
French
in 2007, I believe.
I guess so, yeah.
When was the first Black Pod? Was that
2006. Yeah, so this was 2007 then.
Yeah. And in case you hadn't put two and two together, Daniel and Blake won the crackling competition at Black Pod.
That's right. I was champion.
2009, 2010?
As a matter of fact, Daniel's wearing his blue ribbon medal right
now.
That's
right.
From
he keeps it clanking against his guitar. Yeah.
They only give us one, so we got to share it.
You can cook up little small batches of crackling in the little trophy.
One at a time.
Yep.
Well, speaking of cooking, what are we going to cook up next on Freetown Radio? Which song would you guys like to play? And could you give us a little history about the song before you start playing it and keep it under 18 seconds?
Well, I think we're going to do another one of Blake's songs. Which one are we doing, Blake? Jolie Fleur de Bois?
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is a Cajun pop hit if I ever heard it.
This might be the song that started the Revelers.
I think you're right, Eric.
Be the song that propels you to international stardom, actually.
International.
I hope so.
Living at my mom's house is going to be a drag.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Jolie char dans ce pays, c'est la jolie fleur du bois. Y'a rien qu'elle peut pas guérir, c'est la jolie fleur du bois. Droit au milieu de nous, pas pousse la jolie fleur du bois. Mais elle est protégée par les yeux de tous, c'est la jolie fleur du bois. Thank you.
beautiful song there.
And that's how that one goes.
Very nice, Blake. I want to remind everybody, first of all, you're listening to Freetown Radio. We have the Revelers live in the studio, and they're going to be playing tonight at the Blue Moon Saloon.
CD release party.
That's right, in the Freetown section of Lafayette.
That's right. My favorite section.
For your listening and dancing pleasure. And I believe Satch is going to join you on stage tonight.
I think the Viatones will be there as well.
Oh, that's right. Who's that young man that leads that group, that handsome guy?
Philippe Biodo?
Yeah.
No, it's Chris Stafford.
I thought it was Peter DeHart.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was Christian Mader.
It must be Blaise Viatone.
Ah, that's the guy.
Blaise Viatone himself.
Let's call him Blaise.
Handsome devil.
Isn't he a firefighter? That's like the most aptly named person. He's like...
A what writer?
He's a firefighter. And his name is Blaise. He's like Usain Bolt. He's like perfectly named.
Oh, boy. How much time we got left in there, James?
A lot. I'm going to name my kid Fast Fingers Wordsmith.
Seems like a long time. James says we got 10 minutes.
We've only been doing this for 10 minutes. We got another 50 minutes.
Guess we got to keep talking, man.
It's a lot easier to program those songs on your CD, huh?
Yeah. Y'all want to play another tune?
Yeah, you want to do a Cajun tune or something?
How about, we were talking about doing that Swamp Pot did So Glad For Your Sake.
That.
You want to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. We're
going to get Glenn Field to lead sing one for you. Glenn, where'd you find this one?
Oh, man, I heard Doug Somm doing this one. I can't remember the name of the record it was on, but it was a little compilation that was being passed around. I think Philippe has it.
One's on the CD as well, correct?
Yeah, it's on there. But I don't know who wrote it. I think it was an old, like, kind of Tin Pan Alley song or maybe a song from the big band era. But a lot of people have done it. I think Fats Domino did it. I think Ray Charles may have done it.
It was originally recorded in the 20s, actually.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you'd know more about it than I do.
Well, like I said, I didn't bring my notebook with me.
All right. Well, here we go. We're going to do that one for you. All right.
Take it away, boys, the Revelers.
1, 2, 3, 4. Found another that you say is divine. So glad for your sake. It's the real thing this time. So glad for your sake. So sorry for mine. And though it hurts my pride to have to step aside.
Nicely done, gents. We've got about 5 minutes left. I want to thank the Revelers for kicking off this very first live Freetown radio broadcast. And it was certainly a lot of great fun having you in the studio. And I want to send a shout out to a couple of people that wrote in while you guys were playing. We had Eric Graves called in from Alaska. Saying, oh, happy day. Give my regards to the boys.
He's coming down real soon to Black Pot. He said he might even move here. We hope he does.
Yeah.
I heard he was moving in with me.
Oh, that's good.
I already had the couch all ready for him.
I heard he was tenting out in my backyard.
Well, I heard he was going to give me $1 million.
What are we doing?
You just listen to me. I'm running this show here.
Tell us what to play, Roger.
I'm not going to tell you to do anything. You're going to listen to me. And you all behave yourselves right now. We got three minutes left.
With authority. You know that.
And also, Catherine Planet is listening up in Quebec. Oh,
all right.
And she says, you guys rock.
Yeah, tell Quebec I said, what up?
And, of course, Robin Miller says that she feels like she's hanging out with us right here, and she wishes she can put her 2 cents in.
Hey, Robin.
So we want to give a shout-out to all them regular listeners of Freetown Radio. And Miss Fancy, I know she's out there listening. Another regular listener. So we got, we got 5 minutes left. Anything that you guys want to talk about before we leave the air? You want to hip the audience to anything in particular? Some recipe, perhaps, that you might have? Dog grooming tips? Anything?
I want to hip them to the song that Blake plays sometimes called, what is it, I Can't Be Satisfied? Or
Won't Be Satisfied.
Won't Be Satisfied.
Well, do you think we can go out with it?
I think we probably could.
Well, then let me thank everybody for listening to Freetown Radio. We come to you every Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Each week we have a different theme. And everybody have a nice weekend. We're going to go out with the Revelers. And what's the name of the song?
I Won't Be Satisfied.
I won't be satisfied. We'll see you next week on Freetown Radio. Thank you guys so much for doing this. This
Thank
has been
you,
great.
Roger.
Thank you, Raj.
My pleasure.
satisfait comme ça. J'ai essayé montrer comment je t'aime bien.